knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of footwork in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. The many times we give and rhyme could our quite unsingable. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. At the moment, we have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blogbooksforsale on Amazon. We got a note from Dave Hodges that he will be joining us this hour. Don't know exactly when. No message from Steve Ben Noon. He has a lot of things he's dealing with, and he may or may not be joining us. Going back to Jeff here for a moment. Anatoly Golitsyn, he defected during the Kennedy administration, and he was extensively debriefed by U.S. CIA and British intelligence, I believe MI5. And could you summarize what the response was of his to his information by those two agencies, sir, if you know?
Well, he brought with him hundreds of, I think it's 300, he helped to give information about 300 spies in NATO and Western countries. So they were very eager. The British, for example, were very eager to find these people. You know, obviously, the bad news was for CIA operations, because when you find out you've been penetrated to that extent, you have to stop all operations because they're all right, compromised.
Right.
So people were very upset by this defector, and they didn't want to believe it. You know, there's always a desire to not believe bad news, because that means that it means you've been stupid and you've been fooled.
Right.
So somebody comes from the other side and says, you know, you're penetrated. You're massively penetrated. They've been, you know, making idiots out of you. Well, you don't like to be called an idiot.
Right.
So it meant he ended up in the under the CIA counterintelligence staff of James Angleton. Angleton's had the idea when they first realized how penetrated the CIA was, Eisenhower was told by the FBI he had to sideline General Walter Bettel Smith as head of the CIA. So because Smith fell under suspicion of the FBI of being a Soviet agent. And so the FBI told Eisenhower, you got to get him out of there because we're investigating him and it looks like he's a Soviet agent. Of course, I think that he was. And they never renewed his security clearance. And I understand his FBI file is still classified. So this was a big scandal. Angleton had come up with the idea of having his counterintelligence staff a brain. The problem with the CIA was they were brainless. They didn't have any consistent thinking about the mind of the enemy and that they needed to collect information on that mind to figure out what the KGB was doing, what their methods were, how they were playing this larger game. And so Golitsyn, you know, basically many of the things Golitsyn came with them and told them were things that the Angleton staff had already figured out. So they knew he was legitimate, and he knew he was extremely valuable. And, of course, Angleton brought him to Attorney General Bobby Kennedy, who was basically had sort of behind the scenes was taking over the CIA behind the scenes after the Bay of Pigs, because they didn't trust the CIA, and they'd come to understand that the CIA was, the Kennedys, was penetrated by KGB. This was the big problem at the time in the CIA.
All right, that's a good summary of the response to that defector, Anatoly Golitsyn. Our next caller looks like Lyle in Texas. Good morning, Lyle.
Yes, sir. Mr. Green, his contact number, or how to get a hold of him to procure the essential oil books?
Yes, sir. It's 303.
Go ahead, Leon.
303-495-2188.
Got it.
Okay. Lyle, those books are available at Amazon, too, of course, by the way. Okay. Anything else, Lyle?
Yeah. What edition? I know you mentioned the fifth.
Go ahead, Leon.
The fifth, 11th, and 12th are hard copy
on Amazon, and the amendments to the newest oils are the 14th edition, and you get them directly from Aroma Tools. But there's only six or seven oils that have been added. So, you know, if you get the 13th edition, you're good.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, Kyle. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
And, gentlemen, now we have joining us Dave Hodges. His website is The Common Sense Show. Good morning, Dave.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. life never goes as expected, does it? So, anyway, you make your plans here,
and then life happens. That's right.
I just out of curiosity, because I've been tied up with some other situation, has Alvin Bragg made his announcement yet?
Oh, I haven't heard. I'll look real quick here.
I looked on Fox News, and it wasn't reported as of about 30 seconds ago before I came on. But he's in a position where he's got to indict Trump. Doesn't matter if he's got any legitimacy. He's backed into a corner now. I mean, he's launched his ship. It's got to sail, and sink or swim, he's got to indict Trump.
Well, it seems to be going that direction. Most of the political pundits I read say that this will be the biggest boost to a Trump presidential campaign that can be imagined. Is that your analysis also, Dave?
Well, I would agree among the people who are aware, but you have to remember that 50% of this country chooses by choice to remain as ignorant and as stupid as a box of rocks. And those people will be influenced. When they put the handcuffs on Trump, it'll be interesting to see if the Secret Service allows that. But if they try to do that, put him in a jumpsuit, fingerprint him, there's going to be half the country that's going to say, see, he is a criminal. They're right on CNN. And I think that's the way that this could go. And that's why they're doing what they're doing. You see, DeSantis can't win a national election right now because he'll be sabotaged by Rona McDaniel, who's a Romney. She's the head of the RNC. She sabotaged the 2022 midterms along with Mitch McConnell, who directly pulled funds from eight senatorial races involving the GOP and America First candidates. Ron DeSantis will suffer the same fate. Trump is the only candidate, in my opinion, in the GOP that can bypass that interference and raise enough money to be a serious contender in 2024, and that's why they're going after him so hard.
Well, I agree, and it's going to be a sight to see. The Secret Service is advocating a virtual arraignment, which would mean President Trump would be in a secure location and not be handcuffed, not put in a jumpsuit because of Secret Service security concerns. That remains to be seen what actually happens. But this indictment and arrest could happen any day, any moment, couldn't it, Dave?
Today will be the day, in my opinion. I'll be shocked if it doesn't happen. But it's just like J6 again. I mean, right now you've got an attorney named Costello, who's Michael Cohen's attorney, and he's the key witness against Trump and all this. And Costello's already gone on Fox News and shown documentation how Cohen is lying, and he will do anything to stay out of jail. Right. He's totally politically motivated, and they've given exculpatory evidence to Alvin Bragg's office, and he's refusing to consider it. It's like J6 all over again. How many of those convictions wouldn't have happened in J6 had those tapes ever been released? The same thing is going on here. But the problem is, and this is what the American people will see if Trump is arrested, the American people will begin to see there is no justice in this country. It won't just be us who works in this field every day, but the average person can begin to see you can't trust this government. The government's weaponized against the people like the old Soviet Union, and this is where the confidence against government begins to break down in this country. That's when there's a real serious thing. And I really believe that the people behind Biden want to force a civil conflict so they can take total control. And I think this could be the first domino in that move.
Very possibly. Very possibly. And today being Tuesday is certainly the day that this certainly could happen. It could happen any day. And It will be galvanizing. I know my neighbors out here, my true blue Trump supporter neighbors, they will be galvanized. They'll contribute money that they would never contribute otherwise. They'll do work for President Trump they would never do otherwise. And it will be motivating for tens of millions of Americans. And the 50% who are convinced it's real, well, we'll just ignore them and move on. I think the Trump supporters will move on.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. I just wonder where the military rank and file is going to come down on this, because if there is widespread civil conflict in this country over Trump's indictment, and I wonder if they'll call in the military. I think they'll avoid everything not to do it, but I wonder how much of the military will capitulate. I know the Joint Chiefs will, but below them, I'm hearing rumblings, and I've been hearing the rumblings now for a couple of months, and you don't know how serious to take this stuff, but I'm getting a consistent message that there are many people in our military right now that are more worried about a Chinese invasion than they are about what's going on with the Joint Chiefs. They kind of paint a picture the Joint Chiefs are on an island. I don't totally accept that, but I think there is a split in this military right now, and this crisis could exacerbate it if it got serious enough. Now, my personal feeling, John, is there is not going to be widespread civil problems in this country, because I think America is basically under some form of anesthesia right now. It's like we don't react to anything. But there are a lot of people I talk to that think this is the catalyst for what could lead to major civil conflict in this country that'll make Antifa look like recess. I'm not sure which way it's going to go.
Very possibly. Gentlemen, we got a caller on hold here. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. How are you doing? This wonder, is for Dave. Dave, now me living in a blue state and thinking about Trump, what Trump represents to me as a conservative is old school America, what America used to be. And Trump is a symbol of that. Now, old school America is where you work hard, play by the rules, and you make a lot of money. The new America is having connections and being connected with the government or some kind of entity with the government, and you make money through that avenue. People like myself don't want the new America, but I'm also smart enough to realize I'm not going to protest. If Trump gets arrested and hauled off to jail, me living in a blue state, I mean, it's totally useless. So I'm going to stay put, keep my eyes open, and play smart. Now, with that said, do you think that Biden will use the Kigali principles to bring in the United Nations, hence a Trojan horse for Chinese soldiers and Russian soldiers and Islamic soldiers to come into this country to quell the violence? Because there's more of them than there are of us. What do you think, Dave?
I think what you said is possible, because we certainly saw the enactment of that in a drill fashion in Camp Grayling and also in Texas in Jane Helm 16. And Robin Sage, you could make an argument that some of what you're saying there was present in the Robin Sage activities. So that's possible. But drilling for it isn't the same thing as the inevitability of it happening. So I tend to be a little more conservative on that. I just really don't know what's going to happen inside the military. But I will tell you, I've got two really well-placed sources. One is very close to me. It's not like someone off the street told me something. They're telling me that there's strong discussions at certain levels of the military about defending themselves against China, irrespective of the Biden administration. Not that there's going to be a coup against Biden, but there could be. We're going to act in our own self-defense. And I've been hearing this message pretty consistently. So, and by the way, your advice, you don't need to protest. Kevin McCarthy's kind of on the right track, and he's not a real conservative, so don't be fooled. He's playing a role because I think he wants the nomination in 2024. That's my guess here. So he's playing the role of nice conservative. But I think that what we're looking at here is, well, you're right about Trump. Okay, let me just say this. I think you're absolutely right about Trump in that he will bring in, this is why they're so against him, he'll bring in things that they won't like. I mean, he got us out of the Paris climate change accord. The World Health Organization is set by Biden's executive agreement, a treaty agreement, which he's violating our laws, saying the World Health Organization has control over us over a self-declared pandemic situation. He will undo all this. And this is why he's such a threat to the globalists that are seeking to take us over. And I think the globalists are in a hurry to make things happen, because I've been reading where there's over 40 countries on the planet right now where there's strong civil protests or civil disobedience. I think the Dutch and the French are at the highlight of this. I think they're at the top of that pinnacle. So I think that the globalists are in a race against time to subjugate this country. And I don't think that you need to protest either. I like what Paul Preston's doing, the head of the New California Movement. He and his organization have forced some politicians out of office under threat of investigation of election integrity violations under California state law, and they've issued affidavits. They get 100 people to sign an affidavit, and they've actually had some resignations because those politicians can't necessarily trust their local sheriff, and that's for the affidavits. Now, if you apply this to Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, we could form a national political action campaign, and we could begin to do the same thing, and we could start to investigate Alvin Bragg and make it very public. Not that anything will happen to him, but we can make it public about the George Soros money. And when George Soros is involved with his front groups and he backed Alvin Bragg's election, you're going to find campaign violations of a major nature. And I think that that's the way that this should be handled, rather than protesting all the J6. I think we need to go the affidavit route, and we need to investigate Alvin Bragg's office and turn it upside down and use him as an example of what can happen to you if you misuse the process.
Well, Dave, I'll wrap it up with this. These are all great concepts, but in a state like my state, we're pretty much doomed. The only contribution I make to the program is don't let America become like Massachusetts. My present is going to be your future. That's the contribution that I'm making, a window into a possible future that you don't want to have.
Well, let me say this to you. I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. What's coming is no longer coming. It's already here. I live in Arizona. I'm going to tell you right now, 70% of this state is firmly conservative. Yet we've been overtaken through election fraud, two successive elections. And we now have a governor who's a total communist, totally gutting any state action towards border security, interdiction of fentanyl. And guess what her husband does for a living? He works at Children's Phoenix Hospital, and he cuts the genitals off of children. Might be legal, but it sure does speak to morality. And that's what's overtaken my state. And the Secretary of State, Fontes, defended the people who murdered Agent Brian Terry of the Border Patrol in Fast and Furious that led to the demise of Eric Holder. And he continued to represent cartel members out of California casinos. And this comes to me from my California people. And this is public information. This isn't anything that's under the table. And that's who our Secretary of State is. And he oversaw a corrupt election in 2020 when he was the Maricopa County Clerk and Recorder. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Breger Report, but they say that most of Arizona's politicians, and also in 25 other states, including yours, the cartels are pretty well in control using money laundering operations. So yeah, we have lost our country in terms of moral integrity, political integrity, and I'm not sure what the best way back is. But I know one thing, if we lay down and put up with it, it's only going to get worse.
Very true. Oh. Thank you very much for the call.
Okay, Jeff, thank you for the call. Gentlemen, our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie. Charlie's gone. Maybe Charlie call back if you get a chance. Is there any hope at all for Carrie Lake? I know she's doing various appeals. What do you think there, Dave?
Well, the one thing that came out of the Breger Report that has thousands of pages of documentation is that, particularly in Arizona, but 25 other states, lawyers are recruited to become judges, and then they're on the payroll. And they're held in check by money laundering operations. And so, no, there is no judicial remedy for Kerry Lake. And I believe this extends into the Supreme Court. John Roberts is greatly compromised, and he's shown that several different ways, making Obamacare mandatory and calling it a tax. I mean, that kind of nonsense.
Right.
So I don't think there's a judicial remedy for Kerry Lake. But I will say this. They did a Rasmussen poll in Arizona, and they said, who did you vote for? And it was 53% Kerry Lake.
Amazing. Here's our next break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong.
Put my arms about you, and we'll rock till break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, In Defense of the Republic.
Fix bayonet. Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back. Gentlemen, we're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want the exact same equipment, no difference at all, same production line, the Department of Defense uses for their vehicles, their buildings, their generators, you can get them at thelibertyman.com with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. And Dave Hodges, his website is The Common Sense Show. Gentlemen, our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, I hope I got through this time. I don't know what happened. We got disconnected last time. I just wanted to comment a little bit about what's going on with this situation with Trump. I think Dave is right about that. You know, Trump wanted to defund NATO, and he wanted to defund the World Health Organization both. And if we look back in hindsight at this, we would see that by defunding NATO, we would probably not be involved in the Ukrainian war over there, because that's one of the reasons that Russia used to enter into Ukraine was the encroachment of breaking that negotiation or that deal we had with NATO. And then the other thing of this World Health Organization, this takeover of our health organization by the World Health Organization would have probably stopped that too. But I think he's right. If Trump gets in, he'll probably do away with both of those things if he can, to a large extent. I think this thing about him being indicted arrested, in my opinion, it's a line in the sand. I think the idea that they could come in and just arrest former presidents or arrest people willy-nilly over little silly trumped up charges is ridiculous. That has no precedent. They should be immune from that, these types of prosecutions and things. But the thing is that there is a line in the sand, and if we're going to let the Democrats push us, you know, to the point to where we can't, our presidents have no freedoms, and they're saying essentially to the conservative party, you know, we're going to prosecute you. Shut up, sit down, and go sit in the corner somewhere while we take over the rest of the world. We're going to have to put a stop to it. I think one of the ways, there's other ways other than like your caller from Massachusetts had, there's ways we can protest this. One is that we can do things like worker strikes. People can refuse to go into work. We can pull money out of our banks, which I think, you know, I'd be more than happy to see the World Bank go down the drain. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, we might have to suffer for a while because of it, but, you know, we need to get back on some kind of decent gold standard or something. This country's going to pieces because of this banking situation. But there's ways we can protest this. I think things will develop. At least I'm hoping that there's ways we can find to protest this without having to go to actual, you know, Washington, D.C. or something like we did in the past. Say hello to marvelous Mrs. Moore for me. I haven't
just
had a chance.
She's listening.
Yes.
You just did. Okay. You just did, Charlie. She appreciates
yeah.
it.
So that's kind of like my comment for the day.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Charlie. Well, Dave, do you have any response to Charlie's comments, sir?
I think they're well thought out. I think he presented that very well, and he's right. Trump would have – I don't think he would have taken us out of NATO, but he would have shifted the financial burden more to Europe, which is absolutely right. Ludicrous what we're being forced to do. And Europe is just sitting by and saying, hey, thanks for funding the war for us.
Right. Well, basically, that was his threat. He's publicly said, Germany, England, all the rest of you guys in NATO, you promised a certain percentage to NATO. You haven't done it, so it's time to pay up, or I'm getting the hell out of Dodge. Is that a good summary there?
Yeah, I think it's a really good summary.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the other thing I'd say, too, is Trump showed some ability to at least on the surface, get along with Putin. And now the allegations are circling that twice, and Fox News aired this last night, that Biden has interfered in potential ceasefire situation. And I think if Trump had remained president, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. Jeff, do you have any follow-up to Charlie's comments, sir?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, Dave, back to you. Any idea what Kerry Lake's next move would be, if any, sir?
The Senate. Kyrsten Sinema is vulnerable right now, and she's being backstabbed by former members of her party. Let me give you an example. Mark Kelly, the communist senator from Tucson, who takes more money from China than he does from American interests. Mark Kelly was interviewed last week about Kyrsten Sinema and who's gone from Democrat to independent. And I'll finish this after we come back from the break.
We have bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Exclusive content nowhere else on the internet. Seriously. The latest intelligence briefing put together over 24 hours by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent that I met while working on a murder case. Great guy. The article is written by Steve O'Neill, a nuclear scientist, published nowhere else on the internet. Plus, this coming summer, if you join me at the John Moore Ozark Symposium, you'll be my studio audience. We'll have breakfast together, we'll have dinner together at the Wildwood Springs Lodge. Plenty of one-on-one time with myself for all my guests. Details at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale on Amazon. And we have Dave Hodges. His website is The Common Sense Show. Gentlemen, our next caller looks like Kyle in Montana. Again, go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I just wanted to direct this kind of at Dave, because Dave, last hour I called in and I mentioned Gordon Chang's interview with Brian House, talking about the imminent war with China, and you mentioned that there was people in our military that are aware of this. Well, I'm curious if you would elaborate a little more on that as far as you can, without obviously giving away something confidential, but anyway, as much as you could, and your suggestions to the American people based on that intelligence.
Well, I'm about to have, it could happen today or tomorrow, a conversation with someone prominent in the military right now that believes what I said, and this is from very good authority. But one person and a private belief doesn't make a movement true. And that's why I want to emphasize that I don't think the military is posing for a coup against Biden. I think that though they are having discussions about self-preservation. And really, I don't have much inside information other than discussions have happened. And I've got a few details, but I don't think anything that's earth-shattering right now. One thing I would like to do is finish my thought before the break when I was asked Carrie Lake's future. Mark Kelly, the senator who should be an American hero, combat veteran, Navy pilot, but he's gone the other way. He's totally gone south against America. He was extolling the virtues of Kyrsten Sinema, the current Democratic candidate who will have to run next year to retain her seat. But she's gone from Democrat to Independent. And, you know, of course, Kelly is a Democrat. And he said all the great things she has done, and she's professional and intelligent. Will you support her? I don't know. You see, Mark Kelly just told you what most politicians are like, whether they're Democrat or Republican. It's party before country. It's party before state. It's party before everything. Man, I feel like I'm watching the reenactment of the Bolshevik Revolution. But with Carrie Lake has her eyes on that Senate seat against Kyrsten Sinema. And it probably is going to be a three-way race because Ruben Gallegos, a current congressperson, extreme radical leftist in Arizona, is also going to run for that seat. And I think that Sinema and Gallegos will split the Democratic vote, and Carrie Lake could very well win, and no amount of voter fraud can change that. That's where I think this is going.
Dave, is that U.S. Senate or State Senate?
It's U.S. Senate.
U.S. Senate. Fantastic. That's great. Did that conclude that part of our discussion?
Yeah, it does. But back to the caller, you know, I don't want to presume I have information that's earth-shattering and life-changing for this nation. I'm just saying I know discussions are happening, but discussions are a long way away from action.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, Jim,
are you
caller,
aware?
Kyle,
well, I just had just one other question. Dave, were you aware that the northern border illegal crossings are up over 800%, and
yes,
that I have heard from a friend of mine who was who just retired from the Border Patrol that they are catching tons of illegal crossing Chinese that are crossing into our country, and he said the proportion of the people that are illegally crossing coming from Canada across our border, he said, probably is close to 40-50% Chinese. And
I don't know that
retired from there.
Yeah, I don't know if that percentage is accurate, but I will say your concept is accurate. I have a broadcast partner on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, Doug Thornton, former DHS agent, and he's still connected. He hasn't been out of the agency all that long. And you're absolutely right. Chinese apprehensions are up tremendously on both borders. But here's what I find really curious. They're arresting Mexicans coming in from the northern border. And I'm thinking, what the heck? Across the southern border. But they're arresting more Mexicans now than they ever have before. And so my mind goes to the Brager Report. Are these cartel Mexicans? Are they there to infiltrate the upper northwest and northern part of America? with their money laundering operations in which they buy off politicians like they have in Arizona. That's one thing I'm wondering. I don't know for a fact that that's true, but someone has to ask the question, why are they catching Mexicans coming out of Canada? That's incredible.
Yeah, he did say that as well. My friend told me that as well. He said, strangely as it's going to sound, we've been catching a ton of illegal Mexicans. And he said by far, I should say, he said close to half of those that were being apprehended, he suspected of having some kind of gang affiliation. But he said, you know, they,
before you get away, Kyle, when you talk to your friend again, get clarification. If he's using Mexicans as a generic term for anybody south of the border, which would include Honduras and Venezuela and so forth, or is he really being specific when he says Mexicans? That would be good to get that kind of
clarification. I already know that. It is a generic sense. You're talking Hondurans and, Mexican type.
That doesn't distinguish... from Mexicans themselves, though, because one of the things about the cartel interests, particularly the ones that are tightly tied to China, is this is multinational to Latin America. It's not just Mexico, although Mexico is the epicenter.
Right. Okay, that's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Kyle, thank you for the call. Our next caller, gentlemen, is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry. Sherry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
There I am. Okay. Good morning, gentlemen. Dave, this one's for you. Could you spell Brager?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Could you spell the name of that report you're talking about, Brager?
B-R-E-G-E-R. It was invited testimony by Liz Harris, who's now a state representative, and she was a great authority on the fraud of the 2020 election. I'm surprised she got elected. The information I have said in 2018 that she was the victim of voter fraud. So, but Liz Harris invited her. She spoke to the Election Integrity Special Committee. I believe it was for both houses of the Arizona State Legislature. It's Representative of John Thaler's law firm, which is nonpartisan. And the evidence is damning. It's absolutely damning how much evidence they have about what they're saying about cartel influence.
So did you write like a synopsis on article on your website, or and do you name the other states?
Most of them are blue states. I don't have the list in front of me. We had a caller from Massachusetts that I know that's one of the states. The answer is no, I've not written a synopsis yet. John Thaler's public relations person is trying to work out a time when he's coming on my show, and that's the law firm that whose information was presented by Brager at the Arizona state government testimony. And I want to wait till he comes on the air before I do a synopsis, because I got a lot of questions. But yeah. I would say this, the evidence of cartel influence involving public officials is irrefutable. And let me just go back to what I discovered in the 2020 election fraud. You had the governor with strong Chinese connections. They saved his business, Cold Stone Creamery. He made a statement at the National Governors Association in 2017. Oh, we love to sell rare earth minerals to China because they need it for their military. I think that's self-explanatory. And then the Gateway Pundit picked up on what I linked a lot of these politicians to Chinese interests and cartel interests in 2020. And the Gateway Pundit just kicked it out of the park with the evidence they had. And so I believe that for the most part, when you're talking Chinese influence, you're talking cartel. And when you're talking cartel in Arizona, in my state in particular, you're talking Chinese.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I'll be waiting to hear that guy when he comes on. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Dave, your confidential sources have been very helpful for you, and they continue to be, don't they?
Yeah. I'm getting good at qualitative analysis. And what I mean by that, quantitative, you mean you have the data, you have the evidence out in front, and then there's people who don't want to be exposed. And a lot of times I take what I get there with a grain of salt, unless it's already a proven source. Excuse me. And so, yeah, I like to mix what we can prove with what I'm being told. And when I start to find correspondence between the two, then I think we're probably onto something. The cartel influence in American politics is now undeniable. John Thaler's firm hit it out of the park with their documentation. And he said enough that I discovered in 2020 that I know he was on the money. But he went way beyond. I mean, I maybe covered 5% of what he covered in his report. And I thought I had pretty good information back in 2020.
I've got an update here, gentlemen. This is a statement by the Polish ambassador to France. He basically says, if I can summarize it, that if Ukraine is defeated by Russia, that Poland will have no choice but to go to war against Russia. It's important for us that Ukraine wins. That's according to the Polish ambassador to France. Jeff, any response to that?
Yeah, well, Poland is in a position where it can't basically allow Ukraine to fall, because the various Russian sources and outlets have said that the Baltic states and Poland are on the list. When Putin made his original ultimatum in, I think it was in December of 2021, before the invasion, it included the Baltic states and Poland in the ultimatum, that basically those countries were not allowed to be in NATO, which meant that they could be invaded by Russia. And this was the demand that Putin was making. And then later Lukashenko, when the invasion was beginning, when everybody thought that the Russians were going to overrun Ukraine in days, Lukashenko, the president of Belarus, said that basically Poland and the Baltic states were next. So, yeah, Poland is in a difficult position because they want to be defended, and if Ukraine goes down, they won't be defensible. By the way, the Ukrainian military is stronger than the Polish or the German militaries. And
really?
So if they can go, it's got more troops. So Poland is rushing to try to double the size of their army so that they will be able to oppose an invasion. And Germany is just floundering. The German military is very small.
Really? Okay. Well, then, I don't know what to make of that. We got about 5 minutes, 4 minutes before the next break. We won't take any more calls. We'll take them for the time being. And we do have open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, you wrote a book decades ago about what's coming, and it's unfortunately becoming true. Dave, your prognostications are more recent, but fall lockstep with Jeff's. And this would be a good time for people to pray continuously and to do personal family preparations. Dave, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a consistent theme on my show, train, prep, and pray. We're at a juncture now where the future could go a number of different directions, and a lot of them are very volatile.
Absolutely. Jeff, your thoughts along these lines?
Yeah, it's getting worse. I mean, if Russia and China are stronger, they're getting stronger, they're doing economic attacks, the dollar is under attack. I believe the pandemic is related to all this as an attack. And our own leaders, our own government has been infiltrated.
Governor Ron DeSantis is
basically been infiltrated by groups that are working with China and or Russia to weaken our system. And our politicians are corrupt. So our banks have been, probably many of our banks have been laundering drug proceeds that are part of gangs controlled by the Russian or aligned with the Russian or Chinese intelligence services, means that the possibilities for totally taking down our system are, way larger than anyone realizes.
Leon, you got any follow-up on this part of our discussion?
No, I concur with the training and prepping. I mean, that's what I'm doing as we speak. So, I stay informed of what's happening. I train. Today I'm going to be going to the range with some friends, and we're going to be doing combat training, medic training, as well as engaging. So I walk to walk and talk to talk. I learn, and I actually implement. So yeah, it's important that you do it, regardless of what does happen. You know, we have a whole palette or a whole platter of catastrophes that are on the verge of occurring. And so regardless of what is the actual Black Swan event, if you have preparations and you are in the right spiritual mindset, you can withstand the storm much better than the people who are going to be broadsided with the normalcy bias of thinking everything's the same. And when they get slammed, they're going to be stress-induced, depression, and suicide is going to go through the roof. So it's crucial.
Definitely. And I concur, gentlemen. This is a time for thoughtful prayer. It's time for families to be preparing with a safe haven where they have a proprietary source of water that they can grow food, that they'll be safe and secure, whether it's 110 degrees or 10 below zero, that they're part of a community that is like-minded. All these things work together to have a safe haven. Don't you think, Dave?
Absolutely. It's interesting. In the last 24 hours, I've interviewed Doug Thornton, former DHS, and Bob Griswold. I can't say who he was with, but let's say it was an alphabet soup. And the bottom line is they're saying the same thing, word for word.
All right. Well, that's gratifying. We're not going to take any more calls. We've got our last break coming up here. We'll have our panel, the roundtable, give their summaries when we get back from the break. We'll start with Leon, turn over to Jeff for his summary and wrap it up with Dave. We'll be right back.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have our summaries from our roundtable panel this morning, beginning with Leon Green, going to Jeff Nyquist, and wrapping up with Dave Hodges. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. You know, we always talk about this, you know, prepare physically, financially, and spiritually. And so there's so many things to do. And today's the first day of spring. So, you know, starting your seeds, if you haven't ordered them yet, start getting them. They're definitely great to have, heirloom seeds, and they're barterable. And across the board, I mean, when's the last you've done any medical training, whether it's, you know, trauma or off-grid or things of that nature? As you hear in the background, I have about 30 chicks that were laid for my chickens from last year. So out of my own incubator. So I'm actually doing it, and it's crucial that you get started, because the time is running short. Regardless of what may happen, you know you're going to have to eat, so you might as well get started in your garden right now. So
right.
Thank you very much, and God bless
you. Well said, thank you. Jeff, your summary, please, sir.
Yeah, well, it's you know, for many of us, we can't raise chickens, or many people can't start their own farm, but you can put water and food away and have extras of that for the interruption of services. People do need to get interested in the affairs of their country, and they need to think about the survival of their country, that it isn't a given, and that we're not just trying to panic people. We want people to take all these things serious, because it is serious. There are nuclear weapons. There's enemies. There's an ideology. You could call it a new religion. Socialism is trying to take over the world. And unfortunately, it's a misguided idea that will collapse the economies of the world and take people's freedom away. And if you look at all of its policies that are advocated under various banners, that's what those policies will affect.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. Dave, your summary. You got about a minute here, sir.
Yeah, totally agree with what Jeff just said. But the disturbing thing for me is the demise of America has been done intentionally by the people that are in charge, who largely have usurped power. And I do believe very much what I say about voter fraud. We are at a real crossroads as a nation. I wholeheartedly agree with what Jeff said. This is a call to arms now, and people do need to train, prep, and pray. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And I would get started immediately.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to having you all back next Tuesday, gentlemen.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Hey, John, can I say something real quick? The Rogi event is happening this weekend, and it's going to be Sunday. And so 300 to 500 people here, and they're all into community action and community work. And so I just want to pass that on. It's going to be Sunday in Rogi.
All right. Thank you. Rogi, Missouri. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Okay, guys. Thank you. We'll have you all back next Tuesday. We appreciate it. All right. What a day. Tomorrow morning, we will have Jeff Nyquist back for a full hour, Professor McKinney, and we'll have a chance with us. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your engine cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri. I get to live in the large, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.